servant, your servant. Indeed, I'm not your servant, although you give me less than servant's pay. I'm a free and independent employee. Because I'm a woman, you think like every woman, I have to be a slave or concubine. You conceited, self-indulgent libertine. Oh, how I wish I'd called him that. Right to his face, libertine. And while we're on the subject, sire, there are certain goings-on around this place that I wish to tell you I do not admire. I do not like polygamy or even moderate bigamy. I realize that in your eyes that clearly makes a prig of me, but I am from a civilized land called Wales, where men like you are kept in county jails. In your pursuit of pleasure, you have mistresses who treasure you. They have no ken of other men beside whom they can measure you. A flock of sheep and you are the only ram. No wonder you're the wonder of Siam. Oh, I'm really rather glad I didn't say that. Not with the women right there. And the children. The children. I'll not forget the children. No matter where I go, I'll always see those little faces looking up at me. At first, when I started to teach, they were shy and remained out of reach. But lately I've thought one or two have been caught by a word I have said or a sentence I've read. And I've heard an occasional question that implied at the least a suggestion that the work I was trying to do was beginning to show we're the few. That prince, Chula Longhorn, is very like his father. He's stubborn, but inquisitive and smart. I must leave this place before they break. It was so late. Shall I tell you what I think of you? You're spoilt. You're a conscientious worker, but you're spoilt. Giving credit where it's due, there is much I like in you, but it's also very true that you're spoilt. Everybody's always bowing to the king. Everybody has to grovel to the king. By your Buddha you are blessed, by your ladies you're caressed, but the one who loves you best is the king. All that bowing and kowtowing to remind you of your royalty, I find a most disgusting exhibition. I wouldn't ask a Siamese cat to demonstrate his loyalty by taking this ridiculous position. How would you like it if you were a man playing the part of a toad, crawling around on your elbows and knees, eating the dust of the road? Toads! Toads! All of your people are toads! Yes, your majesty, no, your majesty, tell us how low to go, your majesty. Make some more decrees, your majesty. Don't let us up on our knees, your majesty. Give us a kick if it please, your majesty. Give us a kick if you would, your majesty. Oh! Oh! that was good, Your Majesty!